Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape, and we're certainly glad to have you all on the call tonight. We're now recording the live call from Star, North Carolina. This is the headquarters and the home offices of Amazing Grape, and we're kind of excited around here because we've just been in a moving process. We have just moved all of our offices, and we moved them across the building to the other side of the building. We didn't move very far. I've moved from different places in the past, but this is the first time I just moved across the building. We're in a large office complex here that is a former doctor's office in Star, North Carolina. Star is the center, the geographical center of North Carolina, and so we're bringing in some doctors here. We have not had a doctor here for some years, and so that's why they moved us with Amazing Grape into the doctor's offices, because we're working with natural health and we're working with a lot of people. And of course, people come up to the front window and they want to see the doctor, and so I always have to tell them, I'm not a doctor, thank the Lord, I can actually help people. And of course, we have a little fun out of that. But they're building a huge new medical facility here for more doctors, and in the town. A little town at one time had about 3,000 workers here, textile workers. But, of course, when the textile workers went overseas, a lot of the jobs left here, and so a lot of the people left here. And so they're building a big new medical facility here in Star, and they've asked the mayor come out and asked me, would I move all of my offices and everything over into one half of the building and leave the examining rooms and the doctor's offices and everything for the doctors, and was going to bring the doctors in until they build a new facility. And, of course, we're glad to share with them. It makes a whole lot more going on around here with two doctors and with the nurses and all the people, their administration and everything. They're all just buzzing over there all the time. And a lot of people in the parking lot all the time. But I have told the doctors that if they have any problems that they can't solve over there, just send them across the hall over to me. And we've had a little fun out of that, too. But we're excited about, you know, everything that's going on here. And the doctors are interested in natural alternatives. And, of course, we've told them a little bit about Amazing Grape, and they're quite interested in finding out about it. And that's really what we try to do with Amazing Grape. Is we try to present the research. We're not interested in hype. We have no interest in hype whatsoever. We don't have a dog and pony show here. But we have good, solid information. And thanks for getting on the call tonight. We appreciate you coming on. We're live from Star, North Carolina. The thing that we have done is we have followed the research for many years. When I first was, I've been in the herb business about 35 years, and I remember when Dr. Mascalet came over here from France, and he began to talk about all the research that had been done on the vinifera grape. That's the bunch grape, the cluster grape, the wine grape, the table grape. All of those grapes grow in clusters, and all of those have 19 pairs of chromosomes. And so they're a little different grape than the muscadine, and they're not nearly as powerful as the muscadine. But he was telling tremendous things that were happening. It was helping people with their heart disease. It was helping people with cholesterol. It was helping people with the swelling in their body, the swelling in their legs especially. It was helping to strengthen the arteries. It was helping to get rid of a lot of problems because it reduced inflammation. And it also helped with men's problems. It was a great thing for cancer, and it's a fight against cancer because of several of the ingredients in it. And many things that he explained about it that was tremendous just from the vinifera grape or the cluster grape. Well, whenever I was introduced to the muscadine, I'd known about muscadines all my life. I lived up in the mountains from the time I was 14 years old, and we had what we called fox grapes in the mountains. They are big muscadines. They're almost black, and they're almost as big as a ball. Now, the muscadines were most prolific. specifically found in. We got to write some more background noise there. And I told in the beginning, if you have a lot of background noise, if you want to hit star 6 as a courtesy to the other people, it'd be great. And then if you need to come back on, you can hit star 6 again. You'll be able to hear everything. We just won't be able to hear the background noise. The most prolific amount of muscadines were actually scuppernongs, or what people call scuppernongs, because the muscadine actually grows in several varieties. They're a different grape. The horticulturists actually call them a berry because they are bigger, and they're usually only 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 in a cluster. A lot of times just one at a time grows on the vine. They grow in small clusters, and they have 20 pairs of chromosomes. But Sir Walter Raleigh found them growing in great numbers down on the coast of North Carolina about 450 years ago. And what happened was is that he said they were just great, and they were, you know, they tasted really good. But the mother vine, they call it, is still growing on Roanoke Island right there in, near Manio. I've been down and visited it. I visited the gentleman that owns it, that it's on his property. It's on a huge trellis, and the vine is growing up. He said when he moved there 55 years ago that it was growing actually kind of, it got out of hand, and it was growing up into a pecan tree. And he cut it down, trimmed it out, and put it on a big trellis. The trellis is about 90 feet long and maybe 35, 40 feet wide, and it is just covered with grapes. And it's growing prolifically still after hundreds of years. Now, no other fruit tree or vegetable or anything like that. We growed apples in the mountains. We had peaches. We had blueberries. We had all kinds of fruits and everything, different varieties and all. And none of them would usually produce or grow for that long. Now, the muscadine is a very strong vine. It has actually has antibodies in the muscadine. And when something attacks it, it comes out and actually attacks that and kills it off. So it actually has its own antibodies. And that's one reason why that you don't have to worry about pesticides or anything like that with a muscadine, because it has its own natural immunities built into it. It has a very thick skin on it, and it has seed in it. Most people get the things in the fall of the year. They come in late August until early October, usually just mostly the month of September. And at the vineyard we work with, which is the largest and oldest vineyard in North Carolina producing muscadines, these were planted in 1971 by a doctor. And so this doctor has very stringent guidelines. He's had workers there, and they have took just absolutely wonderful care of the vines and the vineyard. They look after everything because the doctor wanted to make some fine muscadine wine. And so he has this huge winery there, and they make the wine. But whenever the grapes are juiced, whenever they juice them, they take all the seed and skin and put it in these big storage buildings at the back of the vineyard, and they freeze it down to as much as 20 below zero. This freeze-drying process, and then they take it out later after a few months, and they separate the seed from the skin, and they dry them both very dry and grind them up, put them in a powder, and then we put them in a capsule, and we produce the amazing grape product. But in the process of this, we have a lot of wonderful things that goes into the thing just with the production of the muscadines. We have a chemist who works at the vineyard full-time, and he lectures to all of the growers in eastern North Carolina, which is about 125 growers. He lectures to the western North Carolina growers, which is about 50 growers in the what is called SAVI, Southern Appalachian Vineyard Industries. And he is working with the horticulturists to develop strains that are hardy in the mountains, as well as the ones that are used in eastern North Carolina. And he works with all these growers. He works with the companies that does a lot of research, some of them even pharmaceutical companies, to use his chemist background. He works in the laboratories. He lectures to the growers. So we feel like we have the greatest research people in the vineyard, as well as we have followed the research, not only, as I mentioned, with Dr. Maskelay, with the vinifera grape, but now, since 2003, there has been a tremendous amount of research on the muscadine. And most of this come from, like, the National Institute of Health, from the University of Kentucky, from the University of Georgia, from Appalachian State University, from Duke University, from a number of prestigious universities and hospitals, including Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in Winston, North Carolina, which has done an extensive amount of research. And all of these research papers have been written mostly, like I say, since 2003, bringing out a huge amount of research information, and that's what we want to present to the people. We want people to know what these researchers and what their findings and what they have done, so that it's not just somebody's opinion. This is not just something that we thought, well, hey, this sounds like a great product. Oh, this sounds like something we could sell really big. We want good, solid research information behind the product so that people can see that even though this is a natural, whole food product, and I've even had some large discussions with people about that lately, and there are a number of people who believe in extracts or what you find on most all health food store shelves across America, you will find 50 or 100 milligrams of the extract from the vinifera grape. Now, they say that they do the extraction process, and most of the time they use alcohol to do the extraction process, which in my humble opinion, you get rid of part of the nutrients with that alcohol extraction, but a lot of times they use heat in the process as well, and when you heat the product up, you kill some of the enzymes and some of the other nutrients. Now, our chemist, when he dries the product, he keeps the temperature under 115 degrees so that he doesn't kill the enzymes in the product. This is very important to me. It was very important when I first talked to him about how his process was done. And he said, it takes me a lot longer to produce the product, but he said, I want to keep those enzymes and the enzymatic action alive in the product. Another thing that makes a huge difference is when you use heat, you kill some of these nutrients. And so the researchers at one of these major universities, a Dr. Vitalin, has put this out that you can go and get some nutrients out of an orange, and they're wonderful nutrients. You can go get some nutrients out of a pomegranate, and they're wonderful nutrients. You can go get some nutrients out of a cherry or out of, you know, the bark of a tree or other herbs, and you can bring those nutrients together and put them in a product, and they're great nutrients. They're wonderful, but your body can tell the difference. It seems like that there is a synergy, and we're still researching, and we want to get to the bottom of this. We want to know what that synergy is, or if it is possible for us to know anything more about the synergy of it. But when you take the whole food product, Dr. Vitalin said your body and your heart can tell the difference. It can tell that you're getting the nutrients that are supposed to be together, that God intended, that he put in this particular product, and they're excited about the muscadine because it has more of these nutrients in one place than any other fruit or vegetable in the whole world. The researchers at in Georgia, at the University of Georgia, asserting this. And so they're doing extensive research, and actually the USDA is funding a lot of the research for the University of Georgia in a huge muscadine vineyard down in Georgia, and they're doing research with the USDA back in the research. So this is getting very big in America. The doctors at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, since North Carolina and the Research Triangle Park, is beginning to bring in a lot more biomedical industries there. And since the farmers in North Carolina are beginning to plant more vineyards, and, you know, they're kind of replacing the tobacco crops with vineyards, and there's more and more vineyards popping up in North Carolina, that the doctors are trying to get the biomedical people involved in the research and see just what all they can find out about the muscadine and what it can do for people. Now, there was a piece on the morning show with the CBS Morning Show with Charlie Rose and his crew about 2.5 months ago, and they were very, very excited about the newest research that is going to be worked on. The doctors are working on it right now as some of the most promising new research for Alzheimer's disease. And the research, he said, was centered around the skin of the red wine grape. Well, the red wine grape has got a lot of press and a lot of excitement going and everything because of the resveratrol in the red wine grape. And so they were very excited about the research. They were very excited about the newest things that was going to be done with it and the newest studies that are out. And I was sitting there listening to this, and I was thinking, okay, well, you know, the muscadine, according to the researchers, has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, and it's all totally natural. So I was thinking, you know, maybe they should do more research on the muscadine grape because they're going to get a lot more benefit from the muscadine and the skin of the muscadine than they are from the red wine grape. Of course, you've heard of the French paradox. The reason they study the red wine grape is because the French people have very little heart disease, and yet they consume a lot of red wine. Well, the resveratrol, they believe, is what causes that to happen, and so that's why that they're focusing a lot of their information, a lot of their research on the resveratrol. Well, when you have a product that is so much more powerful with resveratrol, and then the skin and the seed both have concentrations of resveratrol and ellagic acid, which is a great cancer fighter, there's a lot of other nutrients in there. In fact, the researchers tell me that there's literally hundreds of nutrients in the muscadine grape. The researchers at the University of Georgia tell us that the muscadine is more powerful than medicine. And we find that out with the doctors that are actually using the muscadine with their patients. And the pharmacists tell us that the muscadine actually tries to push the medicine out of your body, because if you've taken it, you know, at about the same time, it tries to push it out. That's why we recommend to people that they leave a couple hours, take the muscadine, wait a couple hours before you take any prescription medication, or vice versa. Take the prescription medication, wait a couple hours before you take your muscadine, because it will actually try to push that the prescription drug out of your body, because it recognizes it as a poison, and it wants to get rid of it. It wants to push it out of your body. So with all this research, with all the doctors that are actually using it in their patients now, and with the people over the country, the biomedical people getting involved, we realize that the muscadine is going to be a big player in natural herbal supplementation in the future. Well, is this a cure-all, Paul? No. And we also use a disclaimer. We want to tell everybody clearly on our call that we make no claims. We're not making any outrageous claims about what it's going to do for people, but we see the evidence and the history of what it has done for a lot of people, and certainly won't let people know about that. But our product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or illness, and it's just a supplement. But yet, it's a very powerful supplement. It has vital nutrients. It has antioxidants. It has a sort of an anti-inflammatory effect, and without the side effects of very strong anti-inflammatory drugs. And yet, we don't have any claims of anything. In other words, I can't guarantee that it's going to do something for you just because it done something for someone else. Now, we have people calling us from all over the United States, and they're telling us that a lady called me the other day, and she was so excited that she told me that her legs had been swelling for years, and she said the doctors have not been able to do anything about it for years. And she said, this is like a miracle, Paul. She said, I started on this product on Monday, and she said, by Thursday, I could feel the bones in my knees. And she said, I hadn't been able to fill them for years. And so she was so excited about how it had got rid of this inflammation and it got rid of a lot of the swelling and everything. Well, Dr. Mascalet talked about that back in the 70s of what it would do for swelling or edema, because the arteries leak fluid out into the tissue. And so when the arteries are strengthened, when they have grape seed and it's strengthening those arteries, then obviously they won't leak and they help to reduce the swelling. And so this is a great thing for millions of senior citizens and even middle-aged people and even younger people. But we don't want to just go after those people who have some health problems. We want everybody to know that the research has indicated that this is really a good cancer fighter with the resveratrol and the ellagic acid and with the anti-inflammatory properties and with the bioflavonoids in it. And so we really want young people to get a hold of the idea of getting healthy while you're young and staying healthy. Give your body the good nutrition it needs to stay healthy, and that way you can stay healthy for a long time. Now, the little clip that they have on Fox News some time back about this anti-aging resveratrol that they're trying to now make a synthetic of it, and they're going to have a pill out in another few years, perhaps, that they hope will take, you know, give you 20 more years of life, that it's anti-aging. And it was really all based on the resveratrol in the red wine grape. Your muscadine is over 44 times as strong. So you have a powerful product. You have a great number of things that it has done for a number of people. We've had people that their high blood pressure come down immediately. We've had some that they've took it for a while and it still hasn't come down as much as they want. We have people that it has knocked out their cholesterol problem. We've had people that it has knocked out their congestive heart failure. We have people that have took the product and their sores on their legs from diabetes has cleared up in just a few weeks. We have people that their blood sugar normalizes in just a week of time, and we have some people that take several weeks for it to normalize. And so it does help in these areas, in diabetes, in heart disease. And the researchers at this major university took seven live cancers. They took more tissue. They took a bunch of tissue from different prestigious institutions across the country. They got it from laboratories at Roche Laboratories and UCLA and Mayo Clinic. They got these live human cancers, brought them into the laboratories, and they put the extract of the muscadine skin and seed onto these live cancers, and they diluted it down to 50% strength for the testing, and they put it on there, and within 7 days, they had significant reduction, inhibition of growth of these live cancers, some of them over 90% in 7 days. And this was in vitro. Then they went back and done molecular studies, and they went and done a lot of other cancer studies. And they are very, very excited about how much it did to inhibit the growth of cancer in just such a short while. So they are continuing to take on this research and to try to get the biomedical people involved in it. So you see, there's a tremendous amount of research behind what we're doing at Amazing Grape. We're not just selling something because we think it's the greatest or the newest fad product that, you know, we're here to stay. We want to continue to develop things, and we're going to continue to develop some more products that will be connected with the muscadine that will actually probably be formulated as combination products, and we want to address some of the other very strong issues that the human body has. Right now, there are literally millions of people who their liver are being destroyed by over-the-counter, non-prescription drugs such as Advil and ibuprofen and Tylenol and all these things. When you're taking them for pain, they're doing liver damage. And we want to address this because we believe there is a natural alternative, and we believe we can help those people, maybe even help some of those people to rebuild their liver. And this is a great opportunity to help people across the country. We believe that the combinations will help that. There are other problems. High blood pressure is a huge problem in America, and There are other problems of allergies and of the toxins that build up in people that causes a great amount of weight gain and everything. And this is because of the lifestyle and because of the Western diet, because of all the pollution that we encounter out here in our everyday life. And so we want to help cleanse people from the pollution. We want to help build their bodies up and have them to be healthy. Thus, our motto is get healthy and stay healthy. We feel like that if you help the body to give it the nutrients and the wonderful herbs and things that God has put here on the earth for the body, we believe that the body will help to clean itself up and to get healthy and then stay healthy. And that's what we're all about. Now, we have put this into a network marketing format because we want to spread it across the country. And obviously, it is very quickly spreading from coast to coast. We have people on both coasts, and we have a huge number of people in between that are now spread into just about all of the 50 states of the United States. We want to spread it all over the United States. We want Amazing Grape to be a household word. We want people to know that we don't have any hype, we don't have any baloney, we don't have any dog and pony show. We have good, solid research behind one of the best natural whole food products that there has ever been, as far as we're concerned. I say that truthfully. I had to do some soul searching whenever I was introduced to the muscadine as a product, because I had sold a number of products for companies, and some of the companies had several hundred products. And I had went through these products, and I'd helped people with so many things, but I had to admit to myself, I had to look, do a little searching, and I had to realize that I have probably helped more people over this 35-year career with grape seed than any other nutrient that I've ever sold. And so I focused my attention on this product and the results, the beauty of it, the efficient way that it is produced, and the goodness of the product itself is almost second to none. There are a few other wonderful products out there in the marketplace. There's other companies with good marketing plans, and there's people out there that are making a lot of money with other products and other companies. But we believe that the network marketing format is the way for us to spread the message all across America. We believe in a simple program, and we don't believe in hyping millionaires. We don't tell people you're going to get rich quick and you're going to make bukus of money working with this company. Now, we believe there will be people, and our programmers and all of the people that we have as advisors, they believe, if looking at this plan, that it will be a very fair and balanced plan and that it will work for many years to come. However, we're not, as I say, hyping millionaires. We want to tell you about the product and the research. We want people to get on the product all across America. And when they see that they don't have heart failure, they don't have swelling in their legs, they don't have the inflammation, the pain that they had, when they have a much better outlook and they feel better and they can work longer with more stamina, then and they can actually have more stamina in other areas of their life, we feel like that this will be a successful thing on a steady, sustained growth that will go on for years and years. We really appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and we want you to continue to share this kind of information with everybody you can. We'll have the conference calls every Monday night, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. They are archived onto the website, so you can go to AmazingGrape.com and click on conference calls, and you can listen to them anytime. You can go back and listen to the ones we've had in the past. We have a lot of different interesting subjects. We're going to try to bring some more doctors onto the program and have them to get on with us and explain their benefits and their usages of the Amazing Grape product. We will try to get some of the researchers and everything on eventually. We want to put more health information on the website, and we want to actually have a great deal of cross-references and beneficial things that will help you to alleviate many problems that you may encounter with your family, friends, and all. And we want you to look at the marketing plan. It's under the tab Tell a Friend, and it will tell you all about how that it's a double program. It is a matrix on one side, and it's a bonus program on the other side, and it pays downline on your program, seven levels deep on the matrix side. It pays three levels up on two above you, so it's a three-level program on the bonus side. And so it is an upline and downline hybrid forced matrix program, and we believe that it will be very beneficial to you. So we appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. I hope this is some really exciting information about the research and everything, and that's what we're really about here. And we want to share that with everybody across the country. And, of course, if you have personal questions or if you have specific questions about anything that we can help you with, we're here a lot of the time each day, and we do have a lot of calls coming in. And so I try to take as many of those as I can. If you call in and ask for me or leave a message for me, I will get back with you as soon as I can. Customer service, of course, be taken care of by customer service, and I will try to answer all the other questions that you have about either specific problems or about the marketing plan and things that have to do with the way we market Amazing Great. But we do appreciate all of you being on the call tonight, and we look forward to talking with you again next Monday night around 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you all so much for being on the call tonight, and I'll bid you all a good night.